Candace Owens. Well, no. Before we get over to Candace Owens, I want to share this story with y'all really quickly because this popped up on my timeline. Nobody sent it to me, but it actually just popped up on my timeline. Check this out real quick, y'all.
Top story at 5 o'clock. A pit bull breeder is savagely mauled to death by the very dogs he was raising in Compton.
His mutilated body was found inside a blood-stained kennel on his property. KTLA's Chris Wolf joins us live from Downey with details about the gruesome discovery. Chris?
Yeah, share and court, gruesome discovery indeed. Veterinarians here at the LA County Animal Control Center in Downey have been working with these pit bulls. We understand they have been sent out for DNA testing. Authorities believe the victim was actually killed sometime last night, maybe around 7:30, 8 p.m., and his body was in that dog pen for hours until his girlfriend found him this morning.
Shout out to Alice Schrader and my people over there on Facebook. Checking in, tagging in, tapping in. I appreciate y'all on this Saturday. You know, I don't usually stream on Saturday on this channel, but we here.
Sky 5 was overhead as a woman frantically scales a fence, trying desperately to avoid some very agitated and apparently dangerous dogs on the ground below her. They have already killed her boyfriend, whose ravaged body is just feet away. The deadly pit bull attack happened at a home on North Thorson Avenue in Compton. Investigators say the woman discovered the gruesome scene Friday morning in the backyard and called 911.
There is surveillance footage of the incident surrounding the property, and it was discovered that as our victim was in the backyard apparently feeding them. It sounds like they attacked him, and ultimately he succumbed to his injuries.
Law enforcement personnel, firefighters, and L.A. County animal control officers quickly converged at the location. First responders say the initial challenge was to corral the dogs into a neighboring yard to gain access to the victim. The graphic footage, which we will not be revealing, shows the dogs ripped off most of the 35-year-old man's clothes, in addition to fatally biting and mauling him.
Let me say this, bro. I don't have much of a fear of anything physical in this lifetime. I don't have much of a fear of anything physical in this lifetime. I do have a healthy distrust for dogs. They can't talk to me. You know what I'm saying? And listen, I get it. Listen, I know y'all like them. I know y'all like to sleep with them. You know what I'm saying? They be scrooching their booty up in your bed and all of that. I get it. I get it. That's a man's best friend. I have never had an interest in owning a puppy in my entire life. I don't care what breed it is. I have never had an... Look, for me, dogs is like... They like people that can't talk. They like people that can't talk, and they got feelings. They be crying. They get cancer. They got all of the same issues as humans, except they on four legs, and I don't trust them. Now, I do understand that some people in the chat, and I think that y'all actually pretty accurate when y'all said it looks like the dude was probably breeding them to fight. Yeah, that's probably true. But the problem with that also is that if you have a house where you basically have a kennel, and you're breeding these dogs to fight, then that means that the people that surround you, your neighbors, also know this. Because the one thing that I know for sure, and two things is for certain, is that neighbors are never oblivious to what is going on with their neighbor. I know the chick that down the hallway, let me tell you something. One time I was walking down the hallway, let's just be real. I know that one of my neighbors is a sugar baby. I know that one of my neighbors is a sugar baby. She is about what, 22? She's about 22, maybe not even 23 years old. And her brother is zesty. Her brother looked just like her, except for he ain't got no hair. He looked just like her, and her brother is so zesty. And when I say zesty, I mean zesty. Carry the handbag harder than she do. And she's a cute girl. And she cool, and I ain't even gonna cap. I manage her finances. Shout out to Anton from AntonDaniels.com. And she makes almost $200,000 a year being a sugar baby. It's a fact. So when I came up the opposite way one day, because I decided to go up the stairs instead of taking the elevator in my building. And when I came up the opposite way and I heard some, I said, oh man, sugar daddy must be in the crib. I went on ahead, just threw my AirPods in and just kept on walking over to my unit. He was busting it down. He was, or either she was doing a good acting job. She certainly, listen, I'm not oblivious. I know what was going on down. Listen, the place that I live in is very, very expensive. Every place that I stay in, I ain't even gonna cap with you, is very expensive. She can't afford to drive that Audi that she got and be 20 something years old and don't have no job and having her little zesty brother come over here and dog sit and come up here from a completely different state and to be laid up. You know what I'm saying? So she got to bust it down for a real one when the time comes. I'm keeping it. Listen, this is the Millionaire Morning Show, but this is a different type of show. We just going to keep it 100. What you don't think that at some point I didn't expect to go past the door and hear the boom, 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 boom. I said, is this nigga having a heart attack or is he busting it down for a real one? You know what I'm saying? She got to get that thing up at some point. She got to get that thing up at some point. When I seen one time. When I seen one time. Her car was a little injured for a little too long. She had a couple little dents in her car because she can't really drive that good. And her car was a little injured for too long and it wasn't getting fixed. I said, oh, she must have had a fallout. Is she getting punished? And sure enough, managing that money, the deposits wasn't supposed to be. I said, what's going on? So you're a little short this month, baby. I'm managing the money, making sure that she got a little bit put up for later. Says you're a little short. I said, you got something that you need to fix? I'm gonna be real with you. I said, you got something that you need to fix or something? What's going on? Your car looking a little dusty. You ain't got your tags renewed yet. Start looking at it like, Said, you must be ready to go back to where you came from, huh? I'm not telling you what to do. Maybe you want to have a change of heart. Maybe you want to come over to Jesus. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to get paid. All right. All I know is I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Car looking a little injured. Tags ain't been renewed. Brother ain't caught a trip up here to come and dog sit. What's going on with your puppies over there? And then I walk up the hallway and I hear, deposits is in. I looked at the bank account. I said, okay, deposits is in. Looked like she did her job this month. My point is, in this whole story that I'm telling you, I know it seems as though we getting distracted, but it's not, right? My point in this story is that the neighbors know what's going on with the neighbors, okay? That was the whole point of us going all the way back around and coming back in. I know we got a unique way of telling these stories in order to implement some things into this show that we got going on. The neighbors are familiar with what is happening. They may not say anything. They know when you arguing. They know when y'all going back and forth. They know when your kids is getting a whooping, all right? They know when your kids been bad at school because they getting a whooping. Neighbors has already knew what was happening. So in this instance where these dogs mauled this owner, aside from the fact that I don't trust dogs, I don't trust dogs because they can't even open up their mouth. I don't know what they thinking. Now, I know a lot of y'all want to trust them and they y'all friends, but I don't know what they thinking. Okay? But the neighbors knew if this dude was fighting dogs. Y'all wild in the chat. The neighbors knew if he was fighting dogs, that them dogs has been in there getting trained and fighting for all of this time. That's all I'm saying. Let's get back to the story.
Neighbors and animal advocates are stunned.
People need to take better care of their dogs. People need to understand that these dogs can't kill somebody and hurt people.
It should have never happened. This time it happened to the owner of the dogs, but normally it happens to children, elderly, defenseless people, and somebody definitely needs to be held accountable for this. There has to be some kind of law and order here.
Animal control officers.
No streets.
13.
Yeah, our streets is trying to set me up in these streets. I said, doing my, this is all I did right here. Pulled out my AirPods.
Law and order here.
Animal control officers removed 13 pit bulls from the property, male and female, 5 adults, 8 puppies. Investigators are collecting DNA swabs.
Nah, that's not what happened. With this software that's happening right now, apparently, this is my first time doing it. When I pulled out my AirPods, what happens is it connected to that, which then disrupted the stream. Incredibly sensitive. So it's my fault this time. It's not YouTube. It's my fault.
And forensic evidence, trying to determine which dogs actually attacked and killed the victim. Experts will be examining the dog's general health and behavior and aggression. If any animal is determined to be unsafe for human interaction, it will be euthanized. And one man who does a lot of plumbing work in that neighborhood tells us that he has seen some pit bulls running loose in the streets and that, quote, they are not to be messed with. Reporting live in Downey, Chris Wolf, KTLA 5 News.
The thing about it, though, also on top of that is, though, another reason why I never trusted dogs. Yeah, it will pop up, but it'll pop up also on my MacBook, too. Another reason why I also never trusted dogs was because when we was in the hood and we was in the neighborhood, they used to chase us. They used to chase us. The dogs used to chase us in the hood. And so when we would walk to school, it always used to be some random pit bull or some random dog and all of that. And I hate it. I learned not to trust them. And I never feared them, but I just never learned to trust them. So the way that y'all love and adore these dogs, Nope. And especially when people used to say stuff like, oh, no, it's, you would go over a girl's house. You know what the worst part about it is? You would go over a girl's house and they keep saying stuff like, oh, no, he don't bite. He friendly. Man, you look at the dog and the dog is like, man, I'm not coming in your house. It ain't nothing that you got in that house. Not one piece of box that you got in that house is going to cause for me to be able to come in there and say what up, though. I ain't gonna lie, one time I did see it through. But that was because the dog that she had was just a lab. It was just a Labrador Retriever. But, and the whole nother thing is, for the most of them girls, they'd be like, oh, no, he don't bite. I already don't trust your brother. You think I'm about to come in here with your dog too? Psh, you can miss me with that. Never, never, your dog don't bite. It eat, don't it?